Wasatch County Sheriff Todd Bonner told us a crew from the prison with about half a dozen inmates was removing asbestos from the old Wasatch High School on Hebrews Main Street.
About 11:15 this morning, received a phone call. The Wasatch County Dispatch received a phone call from the work Department of Corrections supervisor work crew, stating that they were missing one of their inmates and asking for some help to search the building. So our dispatch sent over officers from the Sheriff's Department as well as Heber City Police. Once they got there and searched the building, it was learned that he was gone. Kind of a attempt to locate was put out, especially with the schools being in the area. They kind of went on lockdown for a little while.
The supervisor reported that the missing man, 35-year-old Larry Clifford Newman, might be depressed and suicidal. About an hour later, the sheriff said they got a report from a citizen.
But one of the citizens that was at the school, was an employee of a school, happened to be going over to Walmart when she overheard the information being given out by the officers. Right off the bat, as soon as she got to Walmart, was approached by an individual asking for a ride down Provo Canyon, which fit the description, and so she ended up calling dispatch, and officers were dispatched over to Walmart.
Officers located Newman after a search of the store.
They ended up finding this inmate in the male restroom in one of the stalls, and they ended up taking him into custody there. But after they had removed him from the stall, one of the officers from the Natural Resources that was helping out reached down to grab his jacket. That's when they noticed the incendiary device on the floor of the restroom. Then what they ended up doing with all the officers was they started to evacuate Walmart as well as the parking lot area. Ended up calling in the bomb squad from Utah County to come up and assist.
The device, described as a metal pipe with electric wires attached, was taken away in a container and destroyed on the range at the Heber Valley Gun Club. The incident was resolved by about 4:30 Friday afternoon. Newman reportedly admitted the device was his, but asked for an attorney and did not make any further comments. The sheriff said Newman was in prison for a couple of offenses, but nothing very major.
He had been in, from what I've been told, for a burglary charge, and he had been a level 5. He had worked his way up, meaning that he had worked his way to a level that could be trusted. Okay, that's why he was on this work crew. So a lot of inmates, it takes a lot of work and hard work to get there. So he had built up. He didn't have very much longer to go before he could have got out. The status that really, if you want to compare it, is really nobody that he's really on, not a whole lot of difference in trust level than somebody who's let out on parole.
The sheriff commended the alert citizen who spotted the escaped convict.
Really on the ball, in my opinion. And I think that who knows what would have happened if she hadn't have been paying attention and recognize the individual that had just been, the alert had just gone out on. Kudos goes out to that individual. And, you know, that it means a lot when you have citizens working with law enforcement. That's how a lot of crime gets solved.
Wasatch County Sheriff Todd Bonner. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.